All right. Now, Chen, my main beef today is the fact that you haven't offered us small shareholders a chance to participate in a capital raising on the same terms as you've offered your founding shareholder and the big institutional shareholders. Now, I know you've dealt in some detail in your presentation about the cost and the speed, and you know, you've mentioned about the having to do a prospectus. Well, I'll just make a couple of key points here. To do a share purchase plan, which would offer all of us a chance to buy $5,000 worth of shares on the same terms as everyone else, you don't need a prospectus. It's very cheap. It's very easy. You could have offered it to us on the same letter when you called us to this meeting. So you've called us to this meeting today to approve the big boys getting an inside run, but then you haven't, in the same process, offered us a chance to buy shares at $5.20, the same price. And I'd like to take you through some of the other companies that I'm a shareholder in that have done a placement and that have done the standard practice of offering a share purchase plan. And they include the likes of the APA Group, Arrow Energy, Babcock & Brown Power, CSR, GrainCorp, Hastings Diversified, Huntley, Macquarie Countrywide. Goes over the page, there's so many of them. This is all in the past 12 months. Macquarie Communications, Mitchell Communication Group, Nexus Energy, Origin Energy, PharmAxis, Sonic Healthcare, St Barbara Mines, Salmat, Straits Resources, Territory Resources, United Group. All of those companies, of which I'm a shareholder, in the past 12 months have done a placement and have then said, we will also look after our small shareholders by offering them a chance to buy shares on the same terms. So my very simple question is, why haven't you offered us small shareholders a share purchase plan?
Sure. Okay, as I said, the overall focus and strategy here was to increase institutional based shareholding in this particular offer. One of the difficulties that I personally see is that the majority of the shareholders, if they wish to make a purchase, would wish to buy more than $5,000 worth, firstly. And secondly, I think that the shareholder base would be looking for a discount as well to market, and I think that that would not be unreasonable for them to expect that. As I said, the DRP, we offer a discount of 2.5%. But it's certainly, the opportunity is there at any point in time for the board to make an offer to shareholders to acquire. As it's turned out, of course, Stephen, in terms of the way the timing has gone, the share price closed the last day of trade was significantly below the price at which the software is made as well. But certainly it's a good point you make, and certainly something that the directors keep in mind.
Did you have a second? Yeah, just my follow-up is that once we've given you approval today to do the 15% again, there's absolutely nothing stopping you from doing an SPP immediately. Now, I agree with you that this, the last shares traded at 5.15, which is a very, very small discount to the 5.20 offer price, but on December the 5th, they peaked at 5.65. So some of us were looking at the discount then and saying, whoa, we'd love a piece of that. So I'm simply saying that if we give you approval today, which I'm assuming we will, and if the shares recover, if the market picks up a bit, then I think you owe it to us small shareholders to offer us an SPP on the same terms within the next 3 months. And I'd simply ask the board on behalf of the small shareholders to consider doing that. If it remains at a discount, don't waste the time and effort of doing it because we won't take it up. But if it recovers with the broader market, then we want to be in it. So please take it on board and be like the rest of the companies that I've listed that do the standard thing of giving the same deal to the small shareholders as they do for the big boys. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments and for your offer, and I'll undertake to address that with the board.